Andrew.
Blog Talk Radio.
What a world. Welcome to another edition of the Bloody Knuckle Show, BK Show 1 on Twitter. Welcome to our Sunday fun day. We are here to break down. What I'm not going to lie to you was kind of a circus in all the bad ways that makes you kind of happy and sad at the same time. And that's what MMA does to us sometimes. That we got to witness Friday night for Bellator before I started BK Show 1 on Twitter, presented by whatever the fuck we wanted to be presented by tonight. I could say Coca-Cola. I don't give a fuck. Let me get that out of the way. Anyway, tonight on the show, of course, you know I'm going to tell you who's on the show with me tonight. My special guest, my co-host with the most, but I got to give him the proper introduction. So, just to let y'all know, we will be talking Bellator 149, the chaos, the hate. Was it, you know, did Kimbo blow it for Bellator? All sorts of crazy stuff going on. Can you really take down one promotion with one event? Don't forget, CM Punk is fighting in the UFC, people. And, come on, I forgot about a UFC event tonight, and Bellator is trending for 2 days on Twitter. So, I don't know. I'll talk about it all. But tonight on the show with me, I got the number one paycheck salesman in the world. Ever seen Wolf of Wall Street? This shit was based on him. He is a motivational speaker. He will make you weaker. God damn it, I don't care if you graduated from Harvard. He should be your teacher. Plus the fact he's a superhero no one knows about. Book and movie coming out called Preacher. He is the motherfucking, is Gustin the name of the molester? I don't think so. But you are the king of Rochester. You got to get it. God damn, you are smarter than that kid who went to high school with named Nestor. Nick Diaz, middle fingers up. Andrew Meredith, don't give a fuck. Homie, what's up?
Yo, 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 what it do? Excited to be back on again. As always, you know, the Sunday night broadcast, I enjoy it, but at the same time, it's a gift and a curse because I know after this show, we got another week of work. But, Ryan, I do have to say this. Very, very interesting because I've never experienced this in my life. It was, and I got to say, what a treat. It makes living up north worth it. So, Monday night, there was rumors last Monday that, you know,
nothing
we were going to get...
It's not worth it, but go ahead.
Just wait till you hear the story. It was quite worth it. About 15 inches of snow.
Let's miss him a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
I'm that dude wearing flip-flops in 15 degrees. But anyways, so the snow, we're supposed to get like 15 inches of snow overnight, and I was thinking like, damn, what if, you know... It snows so bad, we won't have to go to work. Everyone's like, oh, it's not going to happen. Shut up, Andrew. We're not getting a snow day. Sure enough, we got like 18 inches of snow like all day. It was so bad, people couldn't drive anywhere. It was brutal, and I got to experience my first ever snow day. And it was worth it. The big boss of like I have my boss, and there's another boss, and another boss. You know that corporate ladder. Well, the dude on the highest rung, he called me himself from his phone. He's like, you know what, Andrew? Like, just relax. Like 8 in the morning. He's like, just go back
he
to watching
the rain dance.
Center.
Like he was in high school football. Remember that? You're known for that.
The rain dance. Well, baby, I'm bringing back the snow dance. We got a damn snow day. He called me, he's like, Andrew, just watch some SportsCenter, don't worry about it. And at that moment, Ryan, the 6 years I've spent in my life dealing with Rochester winners, it was all worth it. And I didn't have to go into work. It made him an awesome week. There are rumors that we're supposed to get another 18 to 20 inches one day this week. We've got a big snowstorm coming. Baby, let me get that second snow day. That's all I can say. Greatest thing in the world is a snow day.
Well, in radio, we call this a smooth transition, but I always say it's a smooth transition, so it never is. God damn it, Connected Bellator wish maybe they had a snow day instead of putting on that event the other night. Yes, folks, we are broadcasting this during a UFC event. Tell you the truth, I really don't give a fuck about Donald Cerrone after his last fight. I don't care what he does at welterweight. He's never going to win a championship there. He's going to waste his time in the UFC, waste our time. It might be a great fight. Don't get me wrong. But it's not moving the needle. So tonight we're going to break down how Bellator won by moving the needle and how they also lost in certain ways. Andrew, it was interesting. I think Dada 5000, whatever the fuck his name is, and Kimbo both had snow days every time they went to train. Because literally, I can tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll put every dollar I have on it. If I trained for that fight and went into that, and I'm not a keyboard warrior or anything, you know, trained people in the past, Andrew knows my fighting background, I think I would have knocked out Dada 5000 or Kimbo on that night. It was literally the worst mixed martial arts fight I have ever witnessed, and I've witnessed some really bad local fights, stuff like that. But for people who didn't catch it, Bellator went all in on the freak show, which I think number one is the biggest mistake. You can't double up on the freak show. You have to have one freak show fight, and then you know have a you know decent fight like a. Put one of your champions on there and have a real MMA fight with the freak show fight. Just having that sad Kimbo fight, which we'll touch on a lot, trust me, by Hoist and then Ken Shamrock, I mean, outweighing Hoist by 15 pounds. Ken Shamrock literally just cannot win. I mean, this guy trained so hard, best training camp of his life. He finally wasn't broke because he made some money against Kimbo. He got his trainers back. He's literally living in a damn van last time they were doing the Bellator countdown. He tried to glorify it, saying he was going back to the old days. Yeah, fucking right, you were broke. And still, he got knocked out by Hoist Gracie, who has never knocked anyone out in his whole career. Ken Shamrock, god damn it, you were never that great, but, oh, stop fighting, please. But, Andrew, let's just start off with... I mean, I have so much angles on how this event could have been saved and why it was bad and why it was good. I mean, where do you want to start off?
Well, first thing, let me just down to what, you know, what I had going on, you know, that night. You know, it was always Friday night. To be honest, I completely forgot that that fight was on tonight. I thought it was on Saturday.
You were like the only person, because I sort of got people at my wine bar, and only Conor McGregor has gotten this, where people bring him up. I mean, I don't know if I look like a fighter. I don't know, but you see that fight last night? There are one of my new chefs who never watched this fight. He told me he tuned in. Bellator trended for 2 days on Twitter as the number one trending thing in America. I mean, that means so many people watched it or watched of it. A lot of people were interested in those fights.
No, it was, and that was kind of touching what I was saying. So, you know, it was Friday night. At first, I had forgot that the fight was, I thought it was Saturday at first, but sure enough, you know, I had a little double date with my friend, his girl, and then this girl from my work. As you know, we're getting ready to go to the movies. I remember that this fight is on. So I made us all wait to go to the 12:20 showing of the movie because, you know, I wanted to see Kimbo fight. And of course, you know, the people I was with, they had even, you know, like, oh, Kimbo's coming on? Like,
yeah, everyone knows Kimbo. That's the thing.
It was this weekend. Now, I have to admit, the fight was maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's the thing. It had humor to it, too, which was good.
I've never seen a fighter gash from getting the full amount in round one, which is 30
seconds. 2 minutes in, man. 2 minutes
Kimbo,
in.
Kimbo had full mount, and he couldn't, he didn't have enough strength to
Dude,
push
Dude, I trained
up.
Tonight, and I threw 500 punches straight after smoking a Black and Mild. And didn't gas out. And this guy is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get trained by American Top Team. And he gassed out.
Right. You could train, smoke cigarettes in between rounds and not gas out. as quick as Kimbo did. I don't know.
And out of 5,000 had a heart attack. He went to the hospital.
I'm not even joking.
He had an enlarged heart because he had to cut too much weight to make fucking 265. Are you kidding me, Dada 5000? All that shit you talk about how tough you are. First of all, you can't fight. I mean, I'm confident I'll knock him out anytime. This guy is not a professional fighter in any, like, not even a backyard fighter. Dog fights his movie. He never fought on it. And basically, the guys that fought on that movie were way tougher than him. So, when I was watching this,
The last two rounds, he could not raise his hands.
No, and that's what I was saying, because I have boxed before, and there's been times where I've gotten so tired that I can't raise my hands. And I know that exact feeling. But it's after I throw a shitload of punches. These guys, I mean, I don't think Kimbo, I think he threw maybe 10 punches the whole fight and got that gassed out. And Dada, you know, first off, no real power. I guess Kimbo said he was kind of strong. You know, he has a bench is like 500 supposedly, but that really doesn't matter in a fight. But to the nitty gritty, really we saw Kimbo Slice, first off, you know, get kind of exposed because he's never been that great at all. The attraction has always been he can knock people out. But now we see that he can't really do that anymore. He's gotten too old. He's clearly paying people to take dives in boxing. That's been exposed now. Ken Shamrock clearly took a dive when they fought because if he couldn't knock Dada out and he could, you know, that Ken fight looks so much more fake now when you look at it, look back to that Ken, the Ken Kimbo fight. I mean, knocking Ken out in one punch when he couldn't knock Dada. Don't tell me Ken will go down in one punch when you couldn't get Dada out. But to look at it, I mean, Kimbo, one theory could be he said he's never been so angry going into a fight. I've heard a couple of people say this, but they said, you know, that's what got in Jose Aldo's head. That's what got in Klitschko's head, that they never got angry like they did going into those fights, and it messed up with their mind, it messed up their performance. But I just think both these guys, maybe Kimbo did not take them to, I don't know what to think. I think Kimbo maybe is just that old now and that bad. And the fact that this is a guy they put in there, and I can't blame Scott Coker because if you look at this fight on paper like I did, I thought it was going to be instant knockout. Like, I mean, and that's what you put Kimbo on the card to do, knock people out. And if he's not doing that anymore and he's making a laughable performance, like not even making it a brawl or anything. Like these guys aren't even touching each other. They're hugging. They're standing it up out of a full mount three times. John McCarthy actually came out first time ever and criticized both fighters and said he never saw one hard punch get landed in the whole fight. Oh my God, what a disaster. Like what a disaster. You know, obviously Hoist came back and won, but do you think that it could be kind of a blessing because how much more people know about Bellator now and how big of ratings had they, you know, they trended 2 days in a row on Twitter. I mean, they usually use that to see how much ratings you get your social media. And there was a lot of people watching this fight. And how much more casual fans know about it. And I have a theory on what Bellator needs to do when they have these freak show fights. But before I get into that, do you think it was at least a good thing that they got the ratings? You know, that it's definitely a hit. Or is it bad because the product looks so bad?
I'm not going to lie. And in that fight, I don't even think Kimbo, like, got the knockout. I think it was the heart attack that made
him. Yeah, he had a heart attack in the ring. First guy I've ever seen, heart attack in the ring. Win by heart attack.
He was so gassed, he looked like a walker walking towards Kimbo at the end, and Kimbo hit him with, like, three very weak shots, because he couldn't
even make. He got one uppercut and then missed the punch, and Dada went flying. Like, he literally just moved, and Dada fell down flat on his face.
Funniest thing I'd ever seen. But going on, I have to say, they do say no publicity is bad publicity. The fight, though, however, in this case, that Kimbo fight was just so bad. I've never heard the announcers diss a fight so hard, and he's like, but he was like, but can't Kimbo do it? I remember talking about getting pulled out, and he's like, this is pretty hard, folks. And the one announcer was like, well, I don't know. He literally just has to sit up and punch him. It was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life.
Hey, Jimmy Smith, he tells the truth. Like Joe Rogan, that's one thing I'll say about their announcing. They can get annoying, both of them. Jimmy Smith is a little Joe Rogan, basically, but they will say if people are not acting like professionals, like, that
it looks like they pulled two guys out of the stands and put them in there.
Yeah.
That's how bad the fight was.
I saw one tweet that said it reminded them of, they saw, I guess that they were living, this person on my Twitter said that, you know, he was in the ghetto, you know, he lives in the ghetto, I guess. And he saw two of, like, those ghetto kung fu, you know, I don't know, those street kung fu guys arguing in Taco Bell, and they almost threw down. He said that's what it reminded him of, like, just some two random, out-of-shape, big-belly dudes, like, and Kimbo's shredded, but obviously he's not doing something right. But, god damn, dude, yeah, it did. And I've seen fights in the stands where guys don't gas out that long. My first MMA fight I ever went to, there was, like, three fights, and they lasted longer than that. And, I mean, these guys are getting paid millions for this. I mean, you got to think of the people who paid to see it. I mean, what I heard, there was tons of Kimbo fans there. Like, he has a huge fan base. I mean, he could have lost a lot of fans. But, Andrew, let me tell you my theory. This event would not be getting so hated on. Because it is getting hated on. And I got to say, my response was hate initially, and then I saw it was trending 2 days in a row. And then I said, the joke's on all of y'all because you're still talking about it, and there's a UFC coming on that nobody is talking about. So obviously they did something right. But if they would have not had Hoist versus Ken, they would have saved that for another event where they could have done big ratings. And they did announce badass fights, like Phil Davis, King Mo is going to be a great fight. The lightweight fight they announced, Josh Thompson versus the dude that fought Alvarez, Chandler. That's going to be a fucking epic fight, too. But, I mean, Bellator has legit fights coming up, really good ones. If they would have put one of their champions, like Liam McGarry, had him defend his belt right after that Kimbo fight, or had Galvo versus Dantes, their 135 title fight coming up, a legit, really good fight. Not only millions of people get exposed to one of your champions, you know, it could have saved the event because you could have had a high-class mixed martial arts fight on that event. Not only that, but it seems like Bellator, hasn't been stacking the freak show cards. Like, why not put King Mo on that card? Why not put Bobby Lashley, like these guys that do ratings also that you want to pump up? Why not put MVP, who's so exciting? Or, you know, like they didn't put any of the top prospects on the card that you should be building up when you're going to get that big of ratings. And I think if they would make that one adjustment, they could still do the freak show fights. Like I heard, you know, Joe Rogan said today, oh, Bellator needs to stop with the freak show fights. No, they can't do that because Spike only cares about the ratings. They still have to have some freak show fights because that's what's going to get the ratings in. And I guarantee you this is going to kill the ratings of the UFC tonight. Bellator will. But you got to put some of your high-class guys on there. And if they would have put a champion on there, not only would that champion have gotten so much bigger, but also, you know, it could have saved the event because I think with these freak show fights, you just have to follow them with something that's guaranteed to be a semi-good fight, you know, like following it up with Ken Hoist, kind of sad. I don't think you can do double freak show, you know, I think that's where it really went wrong. And I don't want to hate on Hoist and Ken too much because they're legends. The original fight, 93, like this is, these guys almost created MMA, basically. But, and I think they both deserve to fight. Ken, not so much anymore. Hoist looked impressive. But I mean, I don't think you put it on the same card. And I think that's where it went wrong. But I cannot blame Bellator because Kimbo has always looked so much better than he did. And Dada was a guy that they were using to sell Kimbo. And Kimbo did not show up. Do you think this is the end for Kimbo? Do you think people care anymore about him? Because I think this guy just always does ratings. Do you think people are going to want to watch him after this fight?
I personally do. I think, you know, just as I look a lot past the Kimbo fights, you know, it's kind of funny. His last three or four fights, even in the boxing one, they're always controversial fights that are not that great. Kimbo gets the knockout. It's either it looks like a dive or just a joke of a fight. But, you know, you let some time pass, good 6-7 months, and, you know, you kind of forget what happened to his last fights, his more recent ones, and you hear Kimbo, you just can't help but bring you back to, you know, 8th, 9th grade, watch him knock people out on YouTube, and you know what I mean? And so I do think down the road, I got to agree, you shouldn't have gone with the double freak show burger. You should have just gone with the single patty. The double freak show is too much. I'll be honest, I didn't even get to see the Ken Hoyce fight. I saw the first 15 seconds, and then, you know, we had to go. I saw Hoyce throwing some mean front kicks. The fact, though, Ryan, that Ken lost that fight, when I looked at my phone later that night and I got the update that he got knocked out in the first round.
Again, like always.
The size difference was so much. I mean, Hoyce looked like a decrepit old man. He looked so, it was unreal. But yet again, the main thing going on, you know, with that fight, I think that's a big reason why I don't even really care that much about the UFC event going on tonight. And also, Ryan, Bellator, I will say this about them, why I like them so much. They know their lane, you know what I mean? And they do it well. They, you know, I like the Friday night fights, the freak show fights, some good fights. They do what they do, and they do it well. They never, you know, I've never been truly disappointed from a Bellator card. I mean, even this one, I wasn't. I can't say I wasn't entertained. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hate on it, but they do what they do well. And, I mean, they definitely took the smug. I feel like they won the battle, regardless what Cerrone does. Now, I'm not saying this UFC event that was going on tonight was entertaining. There were a lot of knockouts and whatnot. But it was just people I had no freaking idea who they were or I have seen get knocked out pretty bad previously in the past. All I do have to say, though, since we're talking about the old dogs, Joe Riggs, he tried to fight tonight for the UFC.
Talk about putting on a freak show. Joe Riggs was, they were criticizing, the UFC fans were criticizing Bellator for having him fight. Now all of a sudden he's back in the UFC. How is Bellator at that weight class?
At least it was some good freaks. You know what I mean? At least they're interesting ones. But Joe Riggs, he got knocked out in 26 seconds. He got hit with like four or five.
He got not just knocked out. He got grossly knocked out. I was actually in the gym, and this little Asian kid, I don't think I've ever seen MMA before, was on the treadmill, and, you know, I was hogging the TV. I wasn't budging. And he had to look away. It was so brutal. It was such a brutal knockout. Like, not going to lie, what I saw the UFC tonight was definitely better than any of what I saw in Bellator, just because Bellator didn't put their top fighters in. But can I just say this real quick? These UFC smug fans that are loving this, I see them all over the place, these Zuffa zombies. The Zuffa zombies, you know, they're loving this. They're hating so much. First off, motherfuckers, CM Punk is fighting in the UFC. So don't act like everyone doesn't do it. Bellator just does it a little more. Then all these people used to love Pride. Pride had way bigger freak shows than this. Pride had fucking Jose Canseco fucking fight one time. Yeah, against Hangman Choi, I think it was. They, I mean, Zulu, I mean, had butter beans fight a guy who weighed like 165 pounds and the guy beat him by a dropkick knockout. I mean, it was built on freak shows. It was built by Japanese wrestlers trying to fight in MMA, and it got huge doing. And you can't say I saw people say this is the death of Bellator. They signed Rampage to another extension. He does huge ratings for them. They announced 5 different cards coming up. They're going to Italy, going to Israel, going to the UK, and they're doing Bellator kickboxing now, which they just announced. They actually signed a bunch of badass fighters for it. So how is Bellator, like, people are criticizing Scott Coker. You're going to actually say that Bellator has not improved and not, like, you know, in just 1 year since Scott Coker has come to Bellator. Just think about the strides they have made. I didn't love the tournaments. I do love tournaments, but think about how much better or more interesting Scott Coker has made Bellator. Dynamite card, 4-man tournament one time, these freak shows. I mean, I love Trainwreck freak shows myself, but this was a particularly bad one. But he has made it interesting. And if you're going to compete with the UFC, or not even compete, but stay around and not go out of business, it's just something you got to do. You got to bite the bullet. So all you Zuffa zombies need to know the business. That is the business. If you're not the UFC these days, unfortunately, until you build up your other stars, which is almost impossible these days unless you have a following like Conor McGregor, a whole country behind you. I mean, it's what you have to do. And Bellator just needs to keep building. They have great production. They are doing everything right. It's just sometimes these freak show guys don't show up. And I mean, if you're the promoter, Andrew, you're expecting Kimbo to come out there and knock Dada out. I mean, you got to think, Scott Coker did not imagine that would happen in 1,000 years. We wouldn't imagine that. Like, I thought it was going to be like a minute knockout. Dada couldn't even hit pads in the open workout. It was an embarrassing open workout. So I don't want to say I'm not going to act disgusted with it or anything. I don't know if it was a complete failure. There's definitely things they could have built on. But we're talking about it, which, remember, when we started this podcast, us talking about Bellator was like us sitting down and watching an episode of Sex and the City. We just didn't do it. The interest they've built me as a fan, I'm extremely interested in Bellator. They have so many interesting fighters. I think that they're definitely doing things right. This was a particularly bad card that has taken over the MMA world, and MMA media is just feasting on it like the little fucking rats they are. But I think Bellator will survive, and I think they're doing a lot of good things. What do you think about Bellator kickboxing? They canceled Glory because they were having disputes with them. You know, Bellator obviously is backed by Spike. They're owned by Spike. So they have a lot of money to spend on big-name guys. They're going to mix MMA and kickboxing and also have strictly kickboxing cards, which I think UFC should have done a while ago. What do you think about the Bellator kickboxing brand now? And do you think it's going to catch on? Do you think it will help kickboxing catch on once and for all in America? We see Glory is now on like ESPN2, kind of ESPN3, also UFC Fight Pass. That's the highest level, but Bellator signed a bunch of Glory guys now. Do you think Bellator can compete in kickboxing also, and do you think it will make Bellator bigger?
I think the kickboxing is a very good sign by Scott Coker. You know, and again, to everybody hating on, the freak show, whatever, y'all tune in and watch. I've probably tuned in more to more Bellator events than I have on UFC Fight on Fox or FX on Fox Sports. I rarely ever watch those fights. But all in all, I think it's a smart move to sign a kickboxing, and it's expanding their brand and more in the scope. And, I mean, it kind of gives you that, unpredictability, and I love it. I mean, it's still exciting at the end of the day. I still love it. And I thought Bellator did a phenomenal job, and they are growing. The depth of it, that is kind of a joke when, you know, this is probably one of their most watched, most tuned into events of all time. So, you know, whatever. But all in all, I love the signing. And you got to think it's a smart move by Bellator, because with Glory's move to ESPN, the gaining popularity, I mean, who knows? It can blow up. You know, I remember the first time I watched a kickboxing event, I was in shock and awe. It was just too great. It was too exciting. The first Glory event I ever watched for Andy Riesty won that little tournament.
Petro's first loss in like 88 fights.
Yeah. And wow. I was instantly hooked, so I can only imagine. And you think it's a smart move because, okay, you try it. If, you know, nothing happens with it and, you know, kickboxing doesn't catch on, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know what I mean? It certainly isn't going to hurt him. But, you know, if it does catch on and explode, it's kind of smart that, you know, you took the initiative move to, you know, hop on it. You know, it's smart move that Scott Coker does to compete with the UFC, because they can't straight up compete with them head up. And this is why I like what he does. Head up, you just can't compete with the UFC has more caliber fighters and a bigger name. But they pick
like
and choose
with
spots,
the NFL, you know?
Right. They pick and choose their spots where they can compete with, though, with the UFC, where they can beat them. You know what I mean? With the freak show events, the free events, doing different stuff. So they compete with UFCs in different ways to help steal some of that shine. And that's why I like what Scott Coker does.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, first thing I got to say is just watch kickboxing, people. Watch the next Glory card. It's going to be fucking sick. Simon Marcus versus our Team 11. Their third fight, their arch rivals, both in Joe Schilling's weight class. It's the middleweight title. Our Team 11's best middleweight in the world right now. And Simon Marcus is an absolute fucking animal. And, you know, you will get hooked. Like, I used to casually go on and watch some old K-1 stuff, and I always loved it. But Glory really and, you know, Badri Hari actually had a big effect too. But once you watch a few events, you get hooked. Unless you're just a big grappling fan, stuff like that. No, people want to see the stand-up fighting. And that's one puzzling thing that's always, you know, it's always puzzled me. It's a puzzle that's always puzzled me. Why kickboxing hasn't took off. And it always goes back to K-1 had a chance before the UFC to sign with Spike and do a reality show. They decided not to, and then the UFC signed with Spike and did the original Ultimate Fighter. Who knows? We could be talking about kickboxing right now instead of MMA. So, I mean, that's a big moment in kickboxing history, I think. But and also the falling of K-1, but I think Glory definitely putting on great stuff. I wish they had people love the ESPN thing, you know, they think it brings legit. But ESPN's, you know, Glory's pushing it all themselves. ESPN just airs it. I would love if they were on, like, NBC Sports instead of just get rid of World Series of Fighting. No one cares about that thing. It was actually a World Series of Fighting card last night. Did anybody talk about World Series of Fighting last night? No, nobody cares about it. So if you're NBC Sports, why not go sign Glory and have Glory, you know, you have the best fighters in that sport. And take a chance because World Series of Fighting is not doing anything. And that's one thing you got to look with Bellator. They at one time were head-to-head with World Series of Fighting. People when Rumble was in World Series of Fighting and all those guys, Andre Arlovsky, people were saying World Series of Fighting was number two. Look at since Scott Coker has taken over, the amount they've destroyed World Series of Fighting. I mean, they are absolutely killing World Series of Fighting, and yeah, this will probably be their highest rated event ever, but I mean, it's not like the UFC hasn't used Kimbo before to get high ratings. They did it on the Ultimate Fighter, and come on, was that Houston Alexander fight not a disgrace too? They used him to get the ratings, not to the extent Bellator is, but they did. The UFC's using fucking CM Punk to get ratings. At the end of the day, this sport is a sport, but it's entertainment. And you have to get the fans that are unlike all of us or people who might listen to this show, not the hardcores, and then you have the stuffy fucking idiot hardcores that think every fight should be fucking technical and blah. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry, I've just been running into a lot of those types of people on the internet lately, Andrew. But you have to get those people, like you're talking about the people you're with, New Kimbo, those casual fans, you have to get them in. And guys like Rampage, Tito, those are the guys right now that are going to bring the eyeballs. The idea is to build your fighters. Andrew, do you have any interest at Donald Cerrone at 170?
You know, I'll be honest, no. The Cerrone kind of steamroll stuff when, who did he lose to when he was on the six-fight win streak originally? Didn't he lose before he lost to RDA? Maybe it was Pettis. I'll be honest, you know, I think the fight, too, just got underway. I'll be honest, I'm just not... With Donald Cerrone, he's just, I hate to say it, but he has turned into a gatekeeper. I'll admit, and he never, you know, it's not like Cerrone. Here's the one thing. When I first got into Cerrone was when he had that awesome war with Benson Henderson back in WEC. But to this day, I feel like Cerrone, it's hard for him just for me to watch a fight just because it has Donald Cerrone in it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
After, you know, his last couple of losses, and now we kind of know that, you know, he probably won't be, the fact that this is what, his second weight class he's had to move up in. I mean, I'm just, the enamor's gone. I mean, he needs maybe the move to 175 will, you know, polish the lamp or whatever, get some of that old shine and gleam if he can get a couple of victories. But, you know, after seeing what Donald Cerrone does against some of the top, top, top competition in the weight classes, I'm just not impressed. Yeah, he can beat up the up-and-comers, the middleweight guys, get a fancy knockout. But Donald Cerrone against the top competition is not, you know, is not very impressive.
Yeah, and can I just say this? I mean, at least we know what Bellator is trying to do. I'm not saying the UFC doesn't, but let me just do it for instance. We know that they were trying to get ratings on Friday. That was their ultimate goal. What is the point of Donald Cerrone, the cowboy versus cowboy match, with Donald Cerrone in a weight class where he's never going to do anything? That's your main event.
Oh, Ryan, I have new – oh, wait. Did Cerrone won? I believe Donald, Cerrone drove through onto a takedown, took him out, got each. So I think Cerrone won with a triangle.
But the guy was a 155-pounder who also just moved up to 170, and he wasn't that good at 155. They made it the cowboy versus cowboy match. Congratulations to Cerrone. You got another win that really is meaningless. Like, what is the point of this event? There's not any, I didn't see any fighters so far that look like they're going to blow the doors off the UFC. Like, I think that if people are going to hate on Bellator for the freak shows, then if the Super Bowl of MMA, I know Cerrone's not a freak show, but I feel like if you're the Super Bowl of MMA, every fight should have a purpose. Like, HBO doesn't put that, you know, like, random boxing matches on. They always have some big-time boxing match on when they put something on. I feel like fights should at least have a purpose. You shouldn't just have a guy fight to fight. I don't think Donald Cerrone has even that name value to even do that. And I can't wait to see how bad these ratings are compared to fucking Bellator. That's going to blow it out of the water. But don't get what the point of this fight is. Do you? I mean, can someone please explain to me? Does the UFC think Donald Cerrone is that popular, or is it just the UFC wants to put on an event to put on an event?
Yeah, I think the only purpose I can construct to this is just the UFC has some answer to the Bellator card, and I'm sure that's, you know, that's why, you know,
they would have put it on Friday.
And or at least Saturday. The Sunday night card, I will say again, I'm not that huge of a fan of. I mean, a Sunday night, I'm not going to lie, I usually spend it watching The Walking Dead. And then you've got to think we have Game of Thrones coming back on.
I can't wait.
There's other things I watch on Sunday. Like, I don't always tune into the late night NFL game on Sunday unless it's a matchup.
No, I don't either. And why not do something different, like make it earlier? Why not have a daytime UFC, you know, afternoon? That's my biggest criticism of the UFC. They don't experiment enough. And I love the WEC Sunday night cards, but all those were always the championship fights. And the WEC only put on really when their champions were fighting, and then they had everyone else that was good fighting at that time. And WEC had their niche because they had weight classes the UFC did not. But, you know, it's just a random card on Sunday that I don't think it was the compete with Bellator. I just think the UFC sometimes fills out events to fill out events, like having Antonio Silva fight Stefan Struve on the fight night coming up. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Who cares about that fight? I mean, if Bellator can do that because they're the number two promotion. They're the freak show promotion. But don't call yourself Super Bowl of MMA when you put on stupid-ass cards. That's just my opinion. I wonder about the UFC.
I agree, Ryan. Then real quick, you know, a little bit of time left coming inside 5 minutes. I was just kind of thinking, you know, what does Bellator do, you know, with Kimbo next? Is, you know, who should he fight next? Couple names came to mind for who Kimbo should fight next. Number one, maybe call up, I forget his name, the guy Barnett or Bennett, the guy who got knocked out by Kimbo, who knocked out Arlovski really bad. Maybe give him up a call, see what he's doing. Honestly, and I did see the other day that Herschel Walker, he wants more MMA fight. That would be huge, you know, or maybe depending on how, you know, Rampage looks, you know, maybe if Rampage doesn't look that good, maybe throw Kimbo
Rampage
in there against
will
Rampage.
Kill Kimbo in the ring.
I think he will too, but you know, it's there. And then the last one, maybe a rematch with James Thompson.
That was
my
number one is a rematch with James Thompson. James Thompson has looked like complete shit lately. Bobby Lashley, he has been a badass lately. Like, he's finally turning his career around. Like, he's becoming what he should have been in the beginning, like, just ground and pounding the fuck out of people, looking like Brock Lesnar. And, you know, I feel like if they could have had Minnikov in the main event, he's coming back at Bellator against Bobby Lashley last night. That could have been a big main event to follow up that tragedy of a fight, and it could have been a, you know, a good-ass main event. But, kind of got side noted there. You know, there's been talk of Rampage. That's not going to happen after what they saw. Like, I think they need to think, we want to end the, you know, we have Rampage back. We're getting free agents. We have a bunch of good cards coming up. Do we want to end the Kimbo experience? Are we always going to use him a little bit here and there? Just get some, you know. So I think James Thompson comes to mind first because he is under contract with Bellator. Then I think you always got to think, you know, they've talked about it forever, that Tito or Kimbo fight. Just because, you know, Tito needs a win. Let's get that out there. Get him a victory so you can keep getting ratings off of him. And there's always that, hey, Tito might get knocked out. But it's just such big names right there. Like, Tito Ortiz is always going to, you know, draw interest. The trash talking, I think it would be interesting. And after that, I think you go pure freak show. Bring fucking Butterbean in and let him fight Kimbo. They actually have a little social media rivalry. So go ahead and do that. Or our boy Bobby Gunn, who I said he should talk to Bellator. Bare knuckle champ versus Kimbo. Andrew, tell us where to find you.
At BK Show Andrew M.
BK Show 1 on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in Tuesday. We'll be having an update on this card that just happened and all sorts of other stuff in sports. I got to say.